أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا بلغن أجلهن فأمسكوهن بمعروف أو فارقوهن بمعروف وأشهدوا ذوي عدل منكم وأقيموا الشهادة لله، ذلكم يوعظ به من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر، ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about some aspects of talaq, that when a man divorces his wife, he should take into consideration that he should not unnecessarily lengthen the iddat period. We should do it in a period in which she is parked, she is not menstruating, and in that manner he will be considerate to her. The second aspect is that after the talaq has taken place, then she would have to be in sitting in iddat, in the waiting period. A woman that was divorced, that menstruates, then her period of iddat will be 3 menstruations, and hence consideration should be taken that she does not leave her house or she is not expelled from her house. Continuing with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا بَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ, that when these women have reached their period, their term, that iddat has come to an end. Now, if a person had given a talaq that was revocable, which is called talaq raj'i, this is not the forum to go into all the fiqhi aspects of the issue, but just to understand the terms of the Quran and to understand the meaning of the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That one is a talaq that is revocable, where the husband can annul the talaq and take his wife back without any marriage in between. That is called talaq raj'i. And that when we look through the Quran, we look through the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that would be best for that person to do. What has become in vogue today, that a person wants to blurt out the talaq, and he wants to blurt it out 3 times, and he wants to sever the marriage in a very, very miserable way, in a way that is hurting, a way that is harmful for himself, for what was his wife. All that is not recommended in the Shariat, and hence our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had advised Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that when the talaq is given, then just merely give the talaq raj'i. And what happens with the talaq raj'i is that the woman will start serving her iddat. When the iddat comes to an end, then obviously after the iddat has come to an end, now that man cannot revoke that talaq. Now, if he wants to get back with that woman, then he will have to take her via the institution of marriage. In other words, then she also has to give her consent before that marriage would take place. So at this point, the iddat is now in process. The iddat is coming to an end. That is the period that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about. Whatever differences husband and wife may have had would have been some 3 months plus minus ago now. Both of them had enough time to settle their minds. Whatever emotions they had been, whatever anger or annoyance they may have been, would have settled, and now there could be a rethink. And if their husband rethinks, the wife rethinks, and they want to get back together, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then فَأَمْسِكُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ, then according to the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, retain them, retain those women. In other words, take them back. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word ma'roof in a manner that is fair, in a manner in which there is reconciliation, a manner in which Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, O fariquhunna bima'roofin, or if one realizes that there is still discord, there is still difficulties, one apprehends, one is still in a state of emotion, and one feels that the marriage will not be able to continue, there is no compatibility between husband and wife, then release her in a manner that is good, release her in a manner that is fair, according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now here again we see the very same thing, that talaq has been brought into vogue, but it is not something that should be used to hurt or harm the woman, to hurt or harm her integrity, or for that matter create a big dispute among family members and friends, etc. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh has written a very, very interesting story, that in the times of the past, there was a scholar that had many, many students, he had many, many disciples, and on one occasion, his very close students, disciples were sitting around him, and he said to them that I intend to divorce my wife. So they questioned him and they asked him, why do you want to do so? So he said, I cannot tell you. A few days had passed, then he made the second statement that I have divorced my wife. So again, they asked the same question, but why did you do so? So he replied, I cannot tell you. Now he wanted to teach them a very, very important lesson, a lesson that we should take heed of and something that we should note down. So one of the students asked him thereafter, okay, when you told us you intend to divorce your wife, you said you cannot tell us why. Now also you cannot tell us why. So tell us why you cannot tell us. So he replied, at that time she was my wife, and because she was my wife, I could not speak ill about her. And now she is an ajnabiya woman, she is a stranger to me, and now also I still cannot speak ill about a stranger. So that is the kind of scholars that we had of the past that will teach us these lessons. And this is in actual fact the intention of the Shariat, that the marriage didn't work out, there was differences, there was no compatibility. So release and do not make it an issue like how we do in these days, that it becomes a big fight, or sometimes a person holds back the talaq to spite somebody else or to spite the wife. That is not the intention of the Shariat. That is sometimes the misuse of the privileges that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us. وَأَشْهِدُوا ذَوَيْ عَدْلٍ مِّنْكُمْ وَأَقِيمُوا الشَّهَادَةَ لِلَّهِ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and make two adal people, two just people. Now the word adal means such people who are honest, truthful, they have integrity, and they are also pious, people whose testimony will be held and taken into consideration in an Islamic court. Make the two of them witnesses from amongst you when you are now going to release her, or if you are going to take her back. If you are going to take her back, these two witnesses will stand witness for you, that nobody will be able to cast any aspersions that you have divorced the woman, now you have taken her back, or you have divorced her. There is nobody that can deny it. This is not a farz in the Shariat, or this is not a condition, but this is mustahab according to ulama-i kiram. وَأَقِيمُ الشَّهَادَةَ لِلَّهِ, and establish the shahadat, the testimony for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the address that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving to those that will become witnesses. ذَلِكُمْ يُعَذُ بِهِ مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you have been those people who have brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the day of qiyamah, had been advised such. Now here again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala draws our attention to the very, very important aspect, that if you have brought iman in Allah, and we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all the conditions, the hidden conditions, the apparent conditions. Allah knows what has happened in the privacy of the bedroom. Allah knows what has happened in the home. Allah knows what has happened outside. Then obviously, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, that Allah is now advising us that this is how we will go through with it. So fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these matters, and the day of qiyamah, we all have to stand in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Such is the glory of the Quran Sharif, that we do not have to fear any man, any human being, any police, any law, but it is all with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.